beginning of side two.
Exercise 18. The waiter said,
A sua esposa deseja? A sua esposa?
Is a polite Portuguese expression meaning your wife. Had the waiter been a friend, he might have said,
A sua mulher.
Say,
A sua esposa?
Again,
A sua esposa? A sua esposa deseja?
Means, does your wife want? The Portuguese expression for your daughter is
A sua filha.
Say
A sua filha.
Again
A sua filha.
Your son in Portuguese is
O seu filho.
Say
O seu filho.
If the waiter wants to say Does your son want anything more? He would say
O seu filho deseja mais alguma coisa? Mais?
Is the Portuguese word for more. And you will remember that
alguma coisa
means something or anything. Say,
O seu filho deseja mais alguma coisa?
Again?
O seu filho deseja mais alguma coisa?
You remember that
O marido
is husband in Portuguese. How would he say, does your husband want anything more? Right.
O seu marido deseja mais alguma coisa?
Say this again.
O seu marido deseja mais alguma coisa?
Exercise 19. When ordering for himself, David said,
Eu queria. Eu
is the Portuguese word for I. And
Eu queria
means I would like. This is a bit different from I want and is the more polite way to ask for something for yourself. The same form is usually used when ordering for a group.
Queríamos
means we would like. Say
Queríamos.
Again
Queríamos.
How would you say we would like another bottle of wine? Right.
Queríamos mais uma garrafa de vinho.
Say it again.
Queríamos mais uma garrafa de vinho.
Once more.
Queríamos mais uma garrafa de vinho.
Exercise 20. You will hear six sentences in Portuguese on tape. After each one, translate it into English. Then listen to the English translation on tape and compare it with what you said. If you are not sure of any words or expressions, go back and study the corresponding exercises. Number one.
A minha filha quer peru.
My daughter wants turkey. Number two.
A sua esposa deseja mais alguma coisa?
Does your wife want anything else? Number three.
Eu queria bife de vaca com arroz.
I want a steak with rice. Number four.
Traga-nos uma garrafa de vinho.
Bring us a bottle of wine. Number five.
Eu queria vinho verde tinto.
I want a green red wine. Number six.
Traga-me copo de tinto.
Bring me a glass of red wine. Exercise 21. The waiter said,
Aqui tem a ementa.
Menu in Portuguese is
A ementa. Aqui
means here.
Tenham
is Portuguese for you have when speaking to more than one person. Listen very carefully and repeat.
Tenham.
Once more.
Tenham.
If David had been alone, the waiter might have said,
Aqui tem a ementa. tem.
Without the circumflex accent means you have when speaking to only one person. Listen very carefully and repeat.
Tem.
One person. Again.
Tem.
Once more.
Tem. Tenham.
More than one. Again.
Tenham.
Once more.
Tenham.
Practice.
Tem.
And.
Tenham.
Until you can hear the difference and say each properly. Exercise 22. As with most of the other expressions you have learned, this expression,
aqui tenham,
or just
tem,
can be used as a question. For example, you want to know if the restaurant has port wine. You would say,
tem vinho do Porto?
Say this.
Tem vinho do Porto?
Again.
Tem vinho do Porto?
Exercise 23. You will hear 5 sentences in Portuguese. Translate each one into English. After each one, listen to the English translation on tape to check what you said. Number 1.
Tem vinho verde?
Do you have green wine? Number 2.
Tem uma garrafa de tinto?
Do you have a bottle of red wine? Number
3. Tem pato aqui?
They have duck here. Number 4.
Aqui tem bife de vaca.
Here they have steak. Number 5.
Tem um copo?
Do you have a glass? Exercise 24. Special expressions used in Part A. Practice these expressions until you can understand and say them.
Por aqui.
Right this way. Say this again.
Por aqui. Com certeza.
Certainly. Say this again.
Com certeza.
Exercise 25. Other useful expressions. You might want to ask where the restroom is. In Portuguese, you would say,
onde é a casa de banho?
Say this.
Onde é a casa de banho?
Again.
Onde é a casa de banho?
When you find it, you will want to know that you are entering the correct one. On the doors, you will find
senhores
or
homens.
Men.
Senhoras.
Women. You will remember that
queríamos
means we would like. If your family would like to have lunch, you can say
queríamos almoçar.
The verb
almoçar
means to have lunch. Say
queríamos almoçar.
Say it again.
Queríamos almoçar.
To have dinner is
jantar.
Say
queríamos jantar.
Again.
Queríamos jantar.
To have breakfast is a little longer expression.
Tomar o pequeno almoço.
Say this.
Tomar o pequeno almoço.
Now, how would you say we would like to have breakfast? Right.
Queríamos tomar o pequeno almoço.
Say this again.
Queríamos tomar o pequeno almoço.
Part B. Exercise 1. Stop the tape now and read the English text of the next conversation. Exercise 2. Listen to the conversation without looking at the text.
Desejam a sobremesa agora?
Sim. A minha mulher e o meu filho querem bolo de chocolate e eu queria arroz doce e café.
O senhor deseja mais alguma coisa?
Não, obrigado. Só a conta, faz favor.
Exercise 3. Look at the first line of the English text, then listen to it in Portuguese without looking at the text. Continue doing this for each line.
Desejam a sobremesa agora?
Sim. A minha mulher e o meu filho querem bolo de chocolate. E eu queria arroz doce e café.
O senhor deseja mais alguma coisa?
Não, obrigado. Só a conta, faz favor.
Exercise 4. Listen to the first line of the conversation without looking at the book. Translate it orally into English. Then check your translation with the English text. Continue doing this for each line.
Desejam a sobremesa agora?
Sim. A minha mulher e o meu filho querem bolo de chocolate e eu queria arroz doce e café.
O senhor deseja mais alguma coisa?
Não, obrigado. Só a conta, faz favor.
Exercise 5. Now look at the Portuguese text while listening carefully to the conversation.
Desejam a sobremesa agora?
Sim. A minha mulher e o meu filho querem bolo de chocolate e eu queria arroz doce e café.
O senhor deseja mais alguma coisa?
Não, obrigado. Só a conta, faz favor.
Exercise 6. This time you will speak Portuguese. You will hear the conversation again with many repetitions and pauses. During the pauses, repeat the Portuguese aloud. Try to say it exactly as the voice on the tape and as loudly. You may look at the Portuguese text.
Desejam a sobremesa agora? Desejam a sobremesa agora?
Sim. A minha mulher e o meu filho querem bolo de chocolate. E eu queria arroz doce e café. Sim. A minha mulher e o meu filho querem bolo de chocolate. E eu queria arroz doce e café.
O senhor deseja mais alguma coisa? O senhor deseja mais alguma coisa?
Não, obrigado. Só a conta, faz favor. Não, obrigado. Só a conta, faz favor.
Exercise 7. Look at the first line of the Portuguese text, translated orally into English. Check your translation with the English text. Do each line in the same manner. Now stop the tape and complete this exercise. Exercise 8. Listen to the Portuguese conversation again and repeat what you hear during the pauses. Speak loudly and clearly. Try to speak at the same speed as the Portuguese voices on the tape. You may look at the Portuguese text.
Desejam a sobremesa agora?
Sim. A minha mulher e o meu filho querem bolo de chocolate. E eu queria arroz doce e café.
O senhor deseja mais alguma coisa?
Não, obrigado. Só a conta, faz favor.
Exercise 9. Now, in the space provided, copy the Portuguese text. Exercise 10. Now, read the text of the Portuguese conversation aloud, checking each line with the tape.
Desejam a sobremesa agora?
Sim. A minha mulher e o meu filho querem bolo de chocolate e eu queria arroz doce e café.
O senhor deseja mais alguma coisa?
Não, obrigado. Só a conta, faz favor.
Exercise 11. Say each line in Portuguese while looking at the English text, then compare each line with the tape.
Desejam a sobremesa agora?
Sim. A minha mulher e o meu filho querem bolo de chocolate. E eu queria arroz doce e café.
O senhor deseja mais alguma coisa?
Não, obrigado. Só a conta, faz favor.
Exercise 12. The waiter said,
desejam a sobremesa agora?
Would you like to have dessert now?
É sobremesa
means dessert.
Desejam
is used when speaking to or of more than one person. It is usually a polite form used by the waiter. The word for they want,
querem,
is used by the customer in the same way. David said,
a minha mulher e o meu filho querem.
Say,
querem,
to or of one person. For example,
o meu filho quer sobremesa.
Say this.
O meu filho quer sobremesa.
Again.
O meu filho quer sobremesa.
Now say,
querem,
to or of more than one. For example,
a minha filha e o meu filho querem sobremesa.
Say this.
A minha filha e o meu filho querem sobremesa.
Again.
A minha filha e o meu filho querem sobremesa.
How would you say my son and my daughter want rice pudding? Right.
O meu filho e a minha filha querem arroz doce.
Say this again.
O meu filho e a minha filha querem arroz doce.
Once more.
O meu filho e a minha filha querem arroz doce.
Exercise 13. You will hear 4 sentences in Portuguese. Translate them orally into English. After each one, listen to the English translation on the tape to check yourself. Number 1.
A minha filha e o meu filho querem café.
My daughter and son want coffee. Number 2.
O meu filho quer sobremesa.
My son wants dessert. Number 3.
Querem café?
Do they want coffee? Or do you want coffee? You plural. Number 4.
Quer café e arroz doce?
He or she wants coffee and rice pudding. A service charge,
serviço,
is normally included in the cost of the meal. However, there is often an additional cover charge,
couvert,
or
cobertura,
which you may find added to your bill. This is intended to cover the cost of bread, butter, pâté, and whatever else you had before your meal. It is rare to find a complete meal at a set price in a Portuguese restaurant. Most restaurants serve à la carte, charging a separate price for such items as drink, soup, vegetables, and desserts. You will find this takes some getting used to if, for instance, you're accustomed to automatically getting a vegetable with your meat order. It does, however, allow you to select exactly what you want to eat. Now, if you feel you are ready, take the self-evaluation quiz beginning on the next page. Self-evaluation quiz, part 1. You will hear 5 Portuguese expressions, each given twice. For each expression, select the correct English translation by marking A, B, or C. After you finish this part, check your answers with the key at the end of this quiz. Criteria, 4 out of 5 answers correct. Number 1.
Uma mesa para 3 pessoas, faz favor. Uma mesa para 3 pessoas, faz favor.
Number 2.
Traga-me uma garrafa de vinho tinto. Traga-me uma garrafa de vinho tinto.
Number 3.
A minha filha quer uma laranjada. A minha filha quer uma laranjada.
Number 4.
Queríamos sobremesa agora. Queríamos sobremesa agora.
Number 5.
Tem uma casa de banho aqui? Tem uma casa de banho aqui?
Part 2. You will hear 5 situations explained to you in English. The explanations are also in your book. For each situation, you will hear 3 possible responses in Portuguese, each given twice. Select the appropriate response in Portuguese by marking A, B, or C. After you finish this part of the quiz, check your answers with the key at the end of the quiz. If you made any mistakes, review the appropriate exercises. Criteria, 4 out of 5 correct answers. Number 1. You want the waiter to bring you a half liter of white wine. What do you say?
Onde é a casa de banho? Onde é a casa de banho?
B.
Traga-me meia garrafa de vinho branco. Traga-me meia garrafa de vinho branco.
C.
Traga-nos uma garrafa branca. Traga-nos uma garrafa branca.
Number 2. You want the waiter to bring you and your family a bottle of carbonated water. What do you say? A.
Traga-nos uma garrafa de gás. Traga-nos uma garrafa de gás.
B.
Traga-me vaso d'água com gás. Traga-me vaso de água com gás.
C.
Traga-nos uma garrafa de água com gás. Traga-nos uma garrafa de água com gás.
Number 3. You are in a tasca and want the waiter to bring you a glass of red wine. What do you say? A.
Faz favor, vaso de tinto. Faz favor, vaso de tinto.
B.
Olha, pá, vinho verde. Olha, pá, vinho verde.
C.
Faz favor, copo de tinto. Faz favor, copo de tinto.
Number 4. You want to tell the waiter that your wife and son want rice pudding. What do you say? A.
A minha mulher e o meu filho querem arroz doce. A minha mulher e o meu filho querem arroz doce.
B.
A minha mulher e o meu filho comem pudim de arroz. A minha mulher e o meu filho comem pudim de arroz.
C.
A minha família gosta de arroz doce. A minha família gosta de arroz doce.
Number 5. You want to tell the waiter that you and your family would like dessert now. What do you say? A.
Agora não queríamos sobremesa. Agora não queríamos sobremesa.
B.
Agora queríamos sobremesa. Agora queríamos sobremesa.
C.
Agora querem uma mesa. Agora querem uma mesa.
End of side 2. Beginning of side 3.
You will find the material for part 3 of this self-evaluation test in your text. Part 4. For each situation given below, say the appropriate sentence or question in Portuguese. After each one, check what you said with the tape. If you didn't know what to say in the time provided, make a note to review the appropriate exercises. Number 1. You are entering a restaurant in the afternoon. How do you greet the waiter and ask for a table for 4 people?
Boa tarde. Faz favor, uma mesa para 4 pessoas.
Number 2. The waiter, speaking to your entire family, asks if you want anything else. What does he say?
Desejam mais alguma coisa?
Number 3. You want the waiter to bring you another bottle of wine. What do you say?
Traga-me mais uma garrafa de vinho.
Number 4. You want to tell the waiter that your daughter wants roast chicken with rice. What do you say?
A minha filha quer frango assado com arroz.
Number 5. The waiter asks if your wife wants dessert now. What does he say?
A sua esposa deseja sobremesa?
When you have successfully passed this quiz, go on to part C of this module. Part C. Exercise 1. Let's learn the Portuguese names for utensils you will be using in the restaurant. Fork is...
O garfo.
Say this.
O garfo.
If you have dropped your fork on the floor, you might say to the waiter...
Traga-me outro garfo, faz favor.
Remember that...
Outro...
is the word for other, or, in this case, another. Say this.
Outro.
Again.
Outro.
Knife is...
A faca.
Say this.
A faca.
If you want one more knife, you might say...
Traga-me mais uma faca, faz favor.
Say this.
Traga-me mais uma faca, faz favor.
Notice we used...
Uma...
because the word for knife takes the feminine article
a
before it. spoon is...
A colher.
Say this.
A colher.
Now say, bring me one more spoon, please. Right.
Traga-me mais uma colher, faz favor.
Say this again.
Traga-me mais uma colher, faz favor.
A complete place setting is called...
O talher.
Say this.
O talher.
Just as in the U.S., there are different place settings and utensils for different types of food. For example, a place setting for fish is...
Um talher de peixe.
Exercise 2. At the beginning of your meal, you might have soup. The waiter will bring your soup in a bowl.
Uma tigela.
Say,
uma tigela.
What do you suppose you will eat the soup with? Right.
Uma colher de sopa.
A soup spoon. If you have your soup, but no spoon, what would you tell the waiter? Right.
Traga-me uma colher de sopa.
When you have finished your soup, the waiter will bring the next course and a plate.
Um prato.
Say.
Um prato.
If you have a small child who wants to help you eat your fish, you would ask the waiter for...
Mais um prato.
Say.
Mais um prato, faz favor.
If the child has no silverware, you would also ask for...
Mais um talher de peixe.
Remember the word for glass? Right.
O copo.
Say this again.
O copo.
Now say...
Traga-me um copo, faz favor.
Again?
Traga-me um copo, faz favor.
Cup, in Portuguese, is...
A chávena.
Say...
A chávena.
If you would like one more cup, what would you say to the waiter? Right.
Traga-me mais uma chávena, faz favor.
Say this again.
Traga-me mais uma chávena, faz favor.
You might want to ask for a napkin. Napkin is...
O guardanapo.
Say...
O guardanapo.
Now, ask the waiter to bring you one more napkin. Right.
Traga-me mais guardanapo, faz favor.
Again.
Traga-me mais guardanapo, faz favor.
Exercise 3. You will hear 7 sentences in Portuguese. Translate each one orally into English, then listen to the English translation on the tape to check yourself. If you are unsure of any expressions, review the appropriate material until you are sure of it. Number 1.
Traga-me mais copo, faz favor.
Bring me another glass, please. Number 2.
Traga-nos mais colher, faz favor.
Bring us another spoon, please. Number 3.
Eu queria mais chávena.
I'd like another cup. Number 4.
Queríamos mais 2 tigelas.
We'd like 2 more soup bowls. Number 5.
Faz favor, mais guardanapo.
Please, another napkin. Number 6.
Eu queria mais talher de peixe.
I'd like another place setting for fish. Number 7.
Tem mais faca?
Do you have another knife? Now, let's learn to use a Portuguese menu and to say the names of some Portuguese dishes. Exercise 4. You will usually find several soups on the Portuguese menu. Most soups have descriptive names such as
sopa de tomate
or
sopa de peixe,
which eliminates a lot of guesswork. There are, however, some excellent Portuguese specialty soups which aren't so obvious.
Caldo verde
is probably the most typical, made from a type of green cabbage. It's well worth trying.
Sopa alentejana
is a soup you either like or you don't. It's made from water, a bit of oil, garlic, an egg, bread, coriander, and some other spices. If you like garlic, you'll love
sopa alentejana.
You may find that a restaurant will make soups, or have them already made, which are not on the menu. For instance, a very good light lunch is tomato soup made with bread and an egg in it. If it's not on the menu, you might ask the waiter.
Tem sopa de tomate com ovo?
Say this.
Tem sopa de tomate com ovo?
Again.
Tem sopa de tomate com ovo?
Exercise 5.
Espetos,
or hors d'oeuvres in Portugal, are different than in most American or British restaurants. Study the word list for these special Portuguese treats. Normally, you'll find bread,
pão,
and butter,
manteiga,
in every restaurant. Say,
pão.
Again,
pão.
Now say,
pão e manteiga.
Say this again.
Pão e manteiga.
Exercise 6.
Saladas
are also quite similar to those in the U.S. However, if you like a tossed salad, you'll find that you must specify what it is you want the cook to toss in. You might say,
queria uma salada de alface, tomate e cebola.
I would like a salad of lettuce, tomato and onion. Say this.
Queria uma salada de alface, tomate e cebola.
Again.
Queria uma salada de alface, tomate e cebola.
Exercise 7. The menu may have several egg dishes.
O ovo
is the Portuguese word for egg. More often than not, a small child will be quite happy with an omelette.
Omelette.
As there are several varieties, all good and easy to eat with a spoon. They're also relatively inexpensive. The Portuguese word for cheese is
queijo.
Say this.
Queijo.
Now, how would you tell the waiter that your daughter wants a cheese omelette? Right.
A minha filha quer uma omelete de queijo.
Say this again.
A minha filha quer uma omelete de queijo.
Exercise 8. Your menu may include separate listings for
peixe,
fish, and
mariscos,
shellfish, or they may be combined as in the sample menu. The names of the various types of fish and other seafoods may be found in the food list. There are several different ways of preparing these dishes. You are already familiar with
assado
or
assada
and
frita.
Some of the other ways of preparing seafood are listed below. You should go over these until you are familiar with them, as many of these methods are used in preparing meat and poultry as well. Listen carefully.
Guisada.
Again?
Guisada. Cozida.
Again?
Cozida.
Recheada.
Again.
Recheada. Suada.
Again.
Suada.
Caldeirada.
Again.
Caldeirada. Grilhada.
Again.
Grilhada.
Exercise 9. Your menu may have separate listings for meat,
carne,
and poultry,
aves,
or they may be combined, as in the sample menu. The names for the different types of meat are in the food list. Meat dishes are prepared in much the same way as fish. It should be noted that
beef,
although it sounds like a familiar word, does not mean beef. It means steak. Beefsteak, as you have learned, is
beef de vaca.
Now, can you guess what
beef de porco
is? Exercise 10. All the kinds of
sobremesa
dessert would require an encyclopedia to explain. Again, experiment. You already know that
bolo
means cake. That alone could keep you busy for a couple of months. Coffee,
café,
and tea,
chá,
are usually the last course of dessert, followed by brandy. When you ask for
café,
it's always served espresso and comes in a small cup. If you ask for a
garoto,
it comes in the same size cup with milk. A
carioca
is coffee with some water in it to make it a little weaker than the espresso. Repeat.
Garoto.
Now.
Carioca.
If you are in a snack bar, you might want to try a
galão
with
bolinho.
Pastry.
Galão
is coffee with hot milk served in a tall glass. Repeat.
Galão.
A slang word for coffee is
bica.
This is the same as
café,
but you would not normally use the word
bica
in a good restaurant. Save it for the tashka, the snack bar, or the café. Repeat.
Bica.
On the following pages, you'll find the sample menu. Look through the menu and, with the aid of the food list which follows and the exercise items, identify those dishes that you and your family might like to try. We are going to read through the list of Portuguese foods in the food glossary. Listen carefully, then, in the pause provided, repeat each word.
Carnes e aves. O carneiro. A vitela. A carne de vaca. O porco. As iscas. O rim. A salsicha. O chouriço. O fiambre. O presunto. A dobrada.
O leitão. O pato. O frango. A galinha. O peru. A perdiz. As codornizes. O coelho. A caçadora. O cabrito. O porrego.
Peixes e mariscos. Os salmonetes. As irós. As enguias. A truta. O linguado. O salmão. A pescada. A caldeirada.
O carapau. O bacalhau. Os pastéis de bacalhau. O pargo. O polvo. As lulas. Os chocos. As amêijoas. As ostras.
A lagosta. O camarão. Os rissóis de camarão. As gambas. A santola. O caranguejo. As sardinhas. O atum. Os caracóis. O arenque.
Ovos. Os ovos estrelados. Os ovos mexidos. Os ovos escalfados. Os ovos bem cozidos. Os ovos estufados.
Vegetais. Legumes. A couve-flor. O cogumelo. O feijão. Os pepinos. A cebola. As cenouras. Os espargos. O tomate.
O nabo. As nabiças. Os agriões. A alface. A batata. As ervilhas.
Frutas. A lima. O limão. A banana. O ananás. A laranja. A tangerina. A pera. A maçã.
A uva. O melão. A melancia. O pêssego. A ameixa. A cereja. O morango. O figo.
Condimentos. O azeite. As azeitonas. O vinagre. A mostarda. O ketchup. O molho inglês. A pimenta. O sal. O alho. O piripiri.
O queijo. O sumo. O sumo de fruta. As torradas. O arroz. O gelado. O pudim. A torta. O bolo.
O molho. A nata. O creme. O leite. O açúcar. O pão. A canja. As nozes.
É sanduíche. O bagaço. O cigarro. O charuto. O cinzeiro. O fósforo.
This is the end of the At the Restaurant module, Portuguese Head Start Program, Defense Language Institute.
Close your eyes.